Get your hot dogs, peanuts, right here.
KKRL presents High School Sports.
Welcome to CB Sports Network's coverage of high school softball on 93.7 KKRL. We bring you a battle for supremacy over the Carroll and Greene County line in this non-conference matchup featuring the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats and the Greene County Rams. You're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive. And Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Then Ralston enters the matchup with a 3-3 record as they welcome the 2-6 Rams to town for a matchup that has been dominated by Greene County of late. Four straight wins for the Rams since 2019. The Wildcats have dropped their last couple games, including a 5-1 loss at Alta Aurelia on Tuesday. Greene County has dropped four straight, including a heartbreaker in Saydell last night. The Rams led 8-5 heading to the bottom of the seventh, and then gave up four runs, falling 9-8. We'll check out your starting lineups and more when our Mackey Motors pregame show returns on 93.7 KKRL. I'm Nick Brinks. Thanks so much for joining us for this 6:30 first pitch. It was originally scheduled for 5 o'clock today, but the rain has pushed things back. But we are drying out, and we are ready to go here shortly, live from Glidden.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreon.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Live from Glidden, you're listening to 93.7 KKRL. Our Mackey Motors pregame show continues. 70 with a light rain that has, for the most part, dissipated. Wind not a factor. 3 miles per hour out of the south. Much different than the 25 mile per hour gusts I was dealing with last night in Gilbert that sent some balls to right field a little further than they might have gone on other nights. But Greene County and Glidden-Ralston are drying out. We got here, or I rolled in right around 5 o'clock, a steady rain, but never a torrential downpour. I drove through that on the way over from Ames through Boone. There was standing water in the ditches by the time I got to Boone already. But thankfully, none of that kind of downpour. No monsoons here in Glidden, and hopefully it stays that way for the rest of the night. We could certainly use the rain, but maybe just after 10 o'clock and in the overnight hours, so we can get some games in. Most of our games tonight have been postponed. Let's take a look at what's left on our schedule. We were supposed to have a game over on Kick 106.7 tonight with Jeff Blankman, East Sac, and OABCIG softball, but that has also been postponed. So as of right now, it looks like Carroll at Dennis and Schleswig for softball and baseball is all we've got left on the schedule for tonight, along with this Greene County and Glidden Ralston softball game. We're going to start this one about 90 minutes later than we originally anticipated. We'll get this one started for sure, and no lights here at the softball field, so we'll see what happens once we get past 8, 8.15, 8.30 if needed. But that's a couple hours away. This one may be in hand and over with by then. We'll just have to see. You can always find our sports schedule online at our website, sports.carrollbroadcasting.com, and on the CB Sports Network app. I'm Nick Brinks, and we come to you tonight from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Your starting lineups for tonight, we begin with the 2-6 Greene County Rams, led by head coach Tom Kennedy, coming up on a couple decades as the head man for the Rams. They'll be led off by the second baseman, a junior, Bella Johnson. Sarah Moreland, a junior at third, she'll bat second. Batting third, the shortstop tonight, senior Becca Anderson. In the fourth slot, it'll be McKenna Ebersole, a junior catcher. The DP tonight is the junior Elena Hurd. She has done most of the pitching this season for Greene County. She'll be the DP tonight in the five slot. Batting sixth, Casey Pittman, a senior out in center field. Batting seventh, Hannah Fouch, a sophomore at first. Kalia Minahan out in right field. She is a junior and an eighth grader. Pitching in the nine slot, Delaney Peterson, not batting, but fielding out in left, it'll be a sophomore, Brianna Pope, for the Rams of Greene County. Again, 2-6 on the year. They are 1-5 in their Heart of Iowa Conference. And for Glidden Ralston, 3-3 this season, led by head coach Sean Bergmeyer. It'll be shortstop Cassidy Wank, a senior, leading things off. Hitting the ball really well this season. Already has a couple home runs and batting .500 for the year. Freshman Jenna Subert out third. She'll bat second. Fellow freshman, the catcher Bryn Renzi, she'll go from the three slot. Batting fourth, Jalen Subert, the junior pitcher for tonight. In the five slot, Kennedy Toft, a freshman at first, batting sixth, center fielder, sophomore Olivia Squibb. And the 7-8-9 hitters, a pair of freshmen, Ellie Bergmeyer in the seventh slot, the DP. Freshman second baseman Chloe Peters going eighth. And ninth in the batting order, junior Kate Bergmeyer out in left field. Not batting, but playing in right field tonight, Allison Snyder, the junior, for Sean Bergmeyer's Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Our pregame show is brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Plenty of rain has moved through the area and postponed most of the games tonight. Still dealing with a bit of a mist, a light rain here in Glidden, but nothing that we can't play through for now. First pitch coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. We are live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, and we return with our pregame coverage after this.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
We'll be right back. from Glidden tonight. Head coach is meeting at home plate with Corey Meyer, one of our umpires for this evening's contest. This is a battle between Greene County, 2-6 on the year, Glidden-Ralston, 3-3, Greene County, 1-5 in the Heart of Iowa Conference. Glidden-Ralston has yet to begin conference play in the Rolling Valley. That will begin next week. They'll get through Saturday, where they play Sioux Central and Hinton up at Newell Fonda, a Saturday tournament. Monday, hosting Coon Rapids Baird. Thursday, hosting Arweva. So they'll get to conference play very quickly, but they'll have about 9 games under their belt before they begin conference action. I mentioned Greene County has dropped 4 of their last 4 games after a 2-2 start. What a heartbreaker last night. They went into the top of the 7th leading. They came out of the top of the 7th leading. It was 8-5 and then gave up 4 runs to drop it 9-8, also having lost to Grandview Christian 11-3 back on Tuesday night. At Roland Story, falling by 1 there, 2-8-7. That was back on Monday. And on the 30th, falling to Earlham, 9-3. For Glidden-Ralston, they've dropped a couple in a row, including Tuesday, 5-1 at Alta Aurelia. Kennedy Toft went 1-for-3 with an RBI. Jalen Subert, 1-for-3 with a double. And in the circle, Jalen Subert pitched all 6 innings, giving up 7 hits. Those 5 earned runs, striking out 6, walking 3. And that's how that one shook out for Glidden-Ralston. Taking a look at last night, though, for Greene County, it was an impressive night in the loss for McKenna Ebersole, the junior, a big part of the reason why they had an 8-5 lead going into the bottom of the 7th. She was 3-for-4 with a run scored, 3 RBIs, and when you've got a home run and a double on the night, yeah, you're probably going to drive in a few runs. Delaney Peterson, an 8th grader, starting at pitcher today, batted well last night as well, going 3-for-4 with a run and an RBI. Today, 8th grader, Delaney pitcher, gets the start. Let's take a look at her pitching numbers. She's only pitched an inning and a third this year, having faced 5 batters. 1 hit allowed, 1 run, it was earned. 1 strikeout, 1 walk, and she'll make her first start of the season. That is Delaney Peterson for Greene County. And the first pitcher we will see tonight is Jalen Subert, making her 6th start of the year. She has a 3-2 record.
And third, number 1, Sarah Moreland.
3-3, perhaps. I'm guessing Jenna Subert's 2 innings was not enough to swing that. So a 3-3 record for Jalen Subert. ERA of 4.04. She struck out 31, walked 22, hit 3. Has given up 19 hits, 20 runs, and 15 of those were earned. So we will see Subert pitching again. And a fairly fresh face for Greene County getting the start in the circle tonight. It'll be her 2nd game played this season and first start, Delaney Peterson. So those are your starting pitchers. And let's take one more look at your starting lineups for tonight for this KKRL matchup on the CB Sports Network. For Greene County, it'll be Bella Johnson, Sarah Moreland, Becca Anderson, 1-2-3, followed by McKenna Ebersole, Elena Hurd, Casey Pittman, and the bottom 3 batters, Hannah Fouch, Kalia Minahan, and Delaney Peterson. We'll see those 9 through the order first for Greene County. And for Glidden-Ralston, we'll give you their around-the-diamond look. Jalen Subert pitching to Bryn Renzi behind home plate. The infield, Kennedy Toft at first, Chloe Peters second, Jenna Subert third, shortstop is Cassidy Wenk, and from left to right in the outfield, Kate Bergmeyer, Olivia Squibb, and Allison Snyder. That's what we'll see when we go to the top of the first. We'll pause for the national anthem. Back with First Pitch next on KKRL.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency. Your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreon.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Thanks to Mackie Motors for sponsoring our pregame show, as always, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackie Motors in Lake City and online at MackieMotors.com. We are ready to go. About 92, 93 minutes away from originally scheduled first pitch of 5 o'clock. Only fitting, we're on 93.7 KKRL tonight. Glidden Ralston hosting Greene County. The Rams 2-6, the Wildcats 3-3, but the Rams have won the last four meetings between these two teams, including an 11-1 home win over the Wildcats in four innings last June. They've won the last four going back to 2019. Glidden Ralston's lone win came in June of 2018. A barn burner that day, 16-14. I will say, if we had a 16-14 game today, we might run into darkness with no lights here in Glidden. Jalen Subert making her sixth. Well, we'll call it, double-check that. Sixth start of the year. ERA just north of four in 26 innings. And the first batter she will face is Bella Johnson, righty facing righty, and it's just to the right of the box for ball one at 6:33 with a pesky light rain falling here in Glidden. The Wildcats in their Vegas gold tops, royal blue Wildcats and numbers on the jerseys, white pants, and the 1-0 is on the way. Hit out toward center and right, and that'll drop in right in front of Allison Snyder. She was not able to get there in time. And Johnson will reach on the base hit. A leadoff for the second baseman. And we'll see another junior batting now, Sarah Moreland. Johnson, a 379 hitter. Moreland, 304. She's got seven hits on the year, a couple doubles. And with a runner on, no outs, she'll show bunt. And that sand, that dirt is so wet. That just died right in front of home plate with a thud. It was a bunt attempt, and it will get her to first. Johnson to second. Two on with base hits to start. And we'll see the first of two seniors in the starting lineup for the Greene County Rams. Shortstop Becca Anderson, a 310 hitter, seeking hit number 10 on the year. And Jalen Subert sends this across the plate. Dropped by Bryn Renzi, but she's quick to get it back to Subert, and the runners will stay put. Becca Anderson with an 0-1 count. And I must have missed. Did they call Moreland out there? Okay. Got it. I was thinking she made it. I don't know what the heck I don't know what I was looking at. So we do have one out here. But Bella Johnson is over at second now. So that sacrifice bunt did pay off. And Becca Anderson is batting here with a 1-1 count with the one out. Subert with the 2-1. A high pitch. She gets her to swing as she chased it high. Anderson with one double this year. She has driven in nine runs and scored six herself. Jalen Subert with 31 strikeouts this year. Make it 32. Two outs now for the Greene County Rams. And coming out of the dugout to bat, it'll be the catcher McKenna Ebersole, the junior, Batting here in the four slot with a couple outs, a runner on at second. Eversole, a 462 hitter. She's got their lone home run this season. And that came last night in that loss to Seidel. And she takes ball one on the outside with Bella Johnson at second. Subert shakes off the first pitch, likes the second call, and releases it. And that's popped up near the fence and up over the press box. Couple outs here for the Greene County Rams and a scoreless top of the first inning. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. I'm Nick Brinks coming to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight. Staying dry with a roof over my head in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Outside swinging strike to Eversole. Just four strikeouts for her this year in her 26 at-bats, 12 hits for that 462 average. And with two outs, a runner at second, Eversole will take the 1-2, and Subert gets this one popped up toward first. Toft finds it, pulls it in, and that thing lands in her glove for out number three. They get one on with a single, but that's it. Left stranded, Bella Johnson. Greene County goes scoreless in the top of the first. Glidden Ralston bats when we return with Cassidy Wenk, Jenna Subert, and Bryn Renzi. Next on 93.7 KKRL.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Coming to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Importantly, a dry Motor Inn broadcast booth. Plenty of umbrellas out in the stands and along the outfield fence tonight. Motor Inn of Carroll together, let's drive. And we will see an eighth grader in the circle for Greene County making her first start of the season. It is Delaney Peterson, and she's only played in what will be her second game of the season as soon as she pitches to Cassidy Wenk, the senior shortstop leading off. Hitting really well to start the season. And taking strike one, Wenk swings and misses. 500 hitter this year, 10 hits. She's got 8 runs, 10 RBIs, and 2 of the team's 5 homers. Peterson, underhands it across outside, ball one. As the wind is moving Old Glory out in left field a little more than it was earlier when I said it was a 3-mile-per-hour wind. As the rain has returned a little bit, Cassidy Wenk lines one to right field. Right to Kalia Minahan. The junior takes a few steps forward and a few steps left and is able to pull that one down. Wenk flies out to right for out number one. And the freshman third baseman, Jenna Subert, will bat next here in the two slot, a 316 hitter. She also has a couple home runs along with Wenk this year. First pitch from Peterson across the plate, but rolls in for ball one. And Subert will look for the second pitch from Delaney Peterson. Greene County in black uniforms, red sleeves, Rams in white text along the chest, white numbers outlined in red. Two balls, no strikes for Jenna Subert. She went 0-for-3 in the loss Tuesday to Alta Aurelia, falling 5-1. And she'll swing on that 2-0 for a 2-1 count. Bryn Renzi and Jalen Subert on deck and in the hole here in the bottom of the first inning for Glidden Ralston, seeking win number 4 on the year. Green County seeking win number 3. Peterson's pitch well outside. Home plate umpire tonight, Corey Meyer, longtime Coon Rapids Baird boys basketball coach. And you get to this time of the year, you'll see him at a lot of games out and about in the area. Inside swing, off to left, easy grab for Brianna Pope, the sophomore. Steps, oh, she dropped it. It popped out of the glove. So Subert will reach on the error out and left. With that light rain, that ball is just a little slick. And she wasn't able to hang on to it. I had already started to mark it down as a fly out to left. Took my eye off the ball, which they say never to do. Bryn Renzi now, the freshman catcher, with just one out and one on. Renzi hitting 294. Runner takes off for second. They will tag her out on the way by. Or out number 2, Subert is caught stealing. So two outs. Now the error, essentially no harm, no foul for Green County. They'll say all is right in the world. Peterson's pitch. That one left the hand a little awkwardly. One ball, one strike for Bryn Renzi. 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 RBIs this year. Does a nice job making contact. Only 3 strikeouts with a 1-2 count here. Trying to avoid strikeout number 4 for the year. After Bryn Renzi, we'll see Jalen Subert here in the first or the second. Peterson so far. No strikeouts through a couple batters, but her defense doing their best to back her up. Until now, we've got a base hit straight up the middle off to Pittman on a grounder out in center. Renzi with the first hit of the game for Glidden Ralston, and that'll bring us to the pitcher, junior Jalen Subert. Subert with a home run for Glidden Ralston this year. As Jenna Subert and Cassidy Wank each have 2, Jalen has 1. And those are your 5 Wildcat homers for the year. She went 1-for-3 with a double on Tuesday in that loss to Alta Aurelia. She'll take the first pitch here with a couple outs, and she'll foul this out of play off behind us. And someone will track down that souvenir. Junior pitcher Jalen Subert. 6 hits on the year, batting .353. And the pitch from Peterson. A slow roller. And that's ball 1 to go along with a strike. If she reaches, Kennedy Toth, the first baseman, is standing on deck, ready to go here in the first, or we will see her in the bottom of the first, bottom of the second, rather. There's a swinging strike, low and inside for strike 2. Two outs, runner is at first. Bryn Renzi after her single to center. Outside corner, strike 3 for Jalen Subert, and she goes down for the second strikeout of the year from Delaney Peterson, her first of the night. We are scoreless through 1 inning. Both teams get a hit, but leave them stranded. Second inning, a minute away on KKRL.
Friday Night Lights, small town pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance. We'll be right back.
We're back on 93.7 KKRL. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll together, let's drive. Greene County and Glidden Ralston are scoreless as we head to the top of the second inning. The designated player, Junior Elena Hurd, will bat first here in the second inning. She has done most of their pitching this year, but not tonight, giving the eighth grader her first start. She'll bat ninth. Here's the five-hitter, Hurd. Up and away and popping out of the glove of Renzi. Ball one to Elena Hurd, batting 222 this year. She's got four hits, all singles, four strikeouts. She's been hit by a couple pitches. And Subert will send in strike one. One ball, one strike for Hurd. One for four last night with a single in a 9-8 loss to Seidel on the road in conference play. Jalen Subert puts one in the dirt for ball two. Nobody on here to begin the second inning. Hurd, Pittman, and Fouch are the three Rams that we will see batting here in Glidden as the light mist has picked up a little bit. A pitch gets away this time. Wild pitch from Subert. Nobody on to take advantage. And Hurd will be ahead in the count. Three balls, one strike. Subert has struck out 40 this year, walked 27, and hit three. And she will send in the 3-1. Hurd ahead. Pitch on its way. A swinging strike will have a full count coming. Hurd the DP. Facing Jalen Subert. One hit allowed, one strikeout so far, looking for her second strikeout. And the payoff pitch here in the top of the third is in the dirt for a ball four. Hurd is on with a walk. That'll be her third walk of the year. Casey Pittman up next, the senior center fielder. A 346 hitter this year.
Center fielder, number 10.
All nine of her hits have been singles, but in 26 at-bats, only one strikeout this year. She gets a lot of contact, gets on quite a bit, and she takes strike one. No walks, no hit by pitch, just the one strikeout, so everything has been put into play for the most part for Pittman. The senior center fielder, one of two seniors in this Rams starting lineup, batting in the sixth slot, second hitter in the inning after a walk for Hurd. Showing bunt, slap bunt, takes the pitch, one ball, one strike. After Pittman, Hannah Fouch, a sophomore, is on deck for the Greene County Rams, 2-6 on the year. Led by head coach Tom Kennedy. Jalen Subert's pitch. Swung on and strike two. As a slap bunter, she makes a lot of contact. Trying to avoid her second strikeout of the year. Elena Hurd at first. Jalen Subert drives off the ball on her right hip. And gets ready to send in the 1-2. Fouled away, third base side. Jenna Subert there to corral the foul ball. And we will have a 1-2 count once again. Pittman does have three RBIs this year. She has driven in six runs. She has one runner on base right now to work with. Hurd at first. She's a lefty. Pittman takes the 1-2. Upstairs, did she go? And there's strike three. Just her second strikeout of the year. And Hannah Fouch will step up now, the righty. Sophomore first baseman, batting 250 this year. She's got six hits. One was a double. And Subert will send it away, and a swinging strike for Fouch. A couple strikeouts for Subert so far. And she got Anderson and Pittman to swing. Top of the second inning, scoreless in Glidden as the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats and the Greene County Rams fight for the Carroll and Greene County line. Zubert in the circle. The call from Renzi is in. Pitch on its way. Hard hit ball out towards second base, and they're going to get the double play. It looked like that was headed over Chloe Peters' head. I think she grew a foot to make the catch. Fouch flies out, and Hurd is already halfway to second when that one is pulled down. Double play, end of the inning, and we are headed to the bottom of the second. Glenn Ralston bats. When we return, you're listening to KKRL.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glenn Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth in Glidden, I'm Nick Brinks on 93.7 KKRL. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. In our post-game show tonight, we will name our Culver's player of the game. Bottom of the second inning underway, Kennedy Toff takes strike one. Looking as Delaney Peterson tosses kind of a rainbow arc. Drops in for the strike, and the freshman hitting 368 this year with a double and six singles. Takes one on the inside to even the count one apiece. Kennedy Toft, Olivia Squibb, and Ellie Bergmeyer, freshman, sophomore, freshman, batting here in the 5-6-7 slots for the 3-3 Wildcats. Sean Bergmeyer, their head coach. A 1A-3A matchup here. Toft, a chopper, two hops to short. Becca Anderson's throw is in time to Hannah Fouch for the 6-3 putout. Out number one, and Olivia Squibb is up next for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, the sophomore center fielder. Batting in the sixth slot with nobody on, one out. Peterson giving up one hit and striking out one so far in a scoreless game. Four outs into this one. Glidden Ralston with an out in the bottom of the second. 0-0. Squibb batting 250 this year. Four hits, all singles. Five runs and four RBIs. She takes one upstairs. And Squibb has a 1-0 count. And cloudy, a light rain here in Glidden. The only time it's been dry was about the 25 minutes or so before we got the game started. Then they realized, oh, we started, it better start raining again. Squibb and Bergmeyer. After Squibb, we will see the freshman Ellie Bergmeyer. Outside, almost in the dirt. Two balls, one strike with one out to Squibb. Squibb went 0-3 last night, a Tuesday rather, at Alta Aurelia in their 5-1 loss. They've dropped a couple in a row after that 3-1 start. Inside strike evens up the count to a piece. Peterson, the eighth grader, pitching well in her first start of the year. Early in this one, bottom of the second, still scoreless. Greene County at Glidden Ralston tonight, pitch on the outside, and we'll have a full count. Squibb will look for the payoff pitch here as Peterson checks the wrist, finds the call. McKenna Ebersole, her catcher, pitches on its way upstairs, and it's a walk, her first of the night. Squibb reaches on the walk. That'll be her third of the year, and that brings us to the DP. The freshman Ellie Bergmeyer for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. She's hitting .438 this year, taking advantage of the DP role with seven hits. All have been singles. She has scored a couple runs and driven in five. Inside corner for strike one. And Bergmeier will prepare for the next pitch. 16 at-bats for her this year. 7 hits, 3 strikeouts. And Peterson's pitch is on its way, and that's fouled away just to the right of our Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. On a day like today, we may have 4 people crammed up here, but we've got a roof over our head, and that's all that matters to very expensive equipment. Delaney Peterson's pitch coming well outside. On the high side, 2-1-2 the count. Glidden Ralston will have the night off tomorrow. They'll head up to Newell Fonda for a tournament on Saturday, facing Sioux Central and Hinton. Then they'll begin conference play in the Rolling Valley next week. Grounder towards second. Double play chance, and they're going to get it. Ellie Bergmeier grounds out to second. And that 4-6-3 putout is going to end the inning. We get a couple double plays to end this second inning. One on each side. And we go to the third, scoreless. And you're listening to 93.7 KKRL's high school softball coverage featuring Greene County and Glidden Ralston.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name. It's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency. Your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats.
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlprion.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
We go to the top of the third, live from Glidden, as the Glidden Ralston Wildcats host Greene County. 1A Glidden Ralston, 3A Greene County. Top of the third getting underway here. High pitch from Jalen Suber to Kalia Minahan, junior facing junior. Minahan, Delaney Peterson, and Bella Johnson are the three hitters we will see here in the third. Both teams turn double plays to end the second inning. And Kalia Minahan will look for the 1-0 pitch. Jalen Subert's right-handed pitch on its way, and that is up and out of the grasp of Bryn Renzi, that wild pitch. No harm, no foul, though. Nobody on. I think the first batter in the second and third innings had wild pitches, but with nobody on to take advantage, just wipe it away. Minahan, a .238 hitter this year, 5 hits and her 21 at-bats. A couple doubles, though, and she'll swing away. Wanted all of it, didn't get it, and it's a 2-1 count. Minahan scored a run last night in that 9-8 loss at Seidel. Went 1-for-3 on the evening, and she singled. 5 runs and a couple RBIs for Kalia Minahan this year. And the Greene County Rams will take this pitch in the dirt for a 3-1 count. Jalen Subert, 1 hit allowed, a couple strikeouts, and a walk so far. Greene County led off with a single. And they've had 2 base runners total. One was walked and then part of that double play at the end of the last inning. On the high side, Minahan takes ball 4, and we've got ourselves a walk for the junior. Bottom of the order now, Delaney Peterson, the 8th grader for Greene County, in the circle this evening. Bats left-handed. Pitches right-handed. And at the bottom of the order. She's had a nice start to the year in her 9 at-bats, limited playing time, 5 hits. She scored 4 runs, has an RBI and a triple in there. No strikeouts. This pitch misses high for ball 1. Still scoreless, you're listening to the top of the third from Glidden as the Wildcats and the Rams square off tonight on KKRL Carroll. Jalen Subert's pitch bunted toward the circle. Subert's throw will not be in time. A bang bang play, and the throw will be just a skosh short. So that single will move Minahan off to second. And Bella Johnson's up next. She has one of their two hits tonight. Top of the third, two on, no outs. Second baseman is a junior, batting here at the top of the order. Showing bunt, and they're going to throw down to third. They've got a pickle opportunity, nobody covering second, sliding in, and they're going to get her. They're going to tag her out. Kalia Minahan, a skosh short to get back to second base, and she'll be tagged out.
Correction, your batter is second baseman number 14, Bella Johnson.
One on at first. One out now. And Bella Johnson trying to back up her single to lead things off earlier in the first. We're here in the top of the third, still scoreless with one out. Pitch on its way high. And it's a ball. Two balls, no strikes for Johnson. Picked up her 11th hit of the season earlier. Batting average up to 379 this year. Jalen Subert pitching. Pitches to the inside and swung on, fouled over Coach Kennedy's head behind third base. And Kate Bergmeier will chase down that foul ball out and left. Johnson scored a run last night in that Sadell loss. Went 1-for-4 with a run, also walked once. Just a heartbreaking loss for the Rams, with a 3-run lead going to the bottom of the seventh and giving up 4. Subert's 2-1, fouled away this time to the first base side. Rams are in the first base dugout, Wildcats at third, and the count is evened up. Tied at 0. And the one out for Greene County. Live from Glidden in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks. Good to have you along for this one. Playing through the rain tonight. Most everything else got postponed. This and Carroll's baseball and softball game still going on in the area. Fouled away again. 3 straight swings, 3 straight fouls for Johnson. With one of their two hits on the night, Johnson and Peterson. Peterson is at first right now after her single. It was a bunt attempt, and she beat the throw. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Jalen Subert shakes off the first pitch. Second one is on its way. The call, she liked the pitch a little high, and we've got ourselves a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runner at first for the Greene County Rams in a scoreless top of the third. Subert in the circle, releases the payoff. Popped up, catchable by Bryn Renzi, and she finds it about 10 feet to the right of home plate. Out number 2 as Johnson pops up to the catcher, pops out to the catcher. Sarah Moreland up next.
Number 1, Sarah Moreland.
She was out on a sacrifice bunt earlier to send Johnson to second. It was successful, but she was out at first. And now a throw to second could end the inning, but she didn't get that throw down. Throw a little behind and a little late after the ball. And Peterson will reach on the steal. Sarah Moreland batting here, 304 on the season. 7 hits, a couple doubles in there. Pitch on the high side. Bryn Renzi, nice job pulling that one down. 2 balls, no strikes. Glidden Ralston trying to get out of this inning. 2 outs. Greene County with a runner in scoring position at second. The second runner they've had get to second tonight. Here's a foul ball over toward the third baseline fence, out by all of the side-by-sides in Glidden that are here tonight, enjoying the roofs over their heads. Delaney Peterson at second for the Rams. scoreless, top of the third, two outs. Sarah Moreland's foul ball, two balls, one strike. Becca Anderson on deck if needed here in the inning. First and third are open. Jalen Subert pitches it in, and it's fouled away off the inside of the bat behind her. And Renzi has to chase that one down. Moreland playing at third base tonight, the junior with a 2-2 count. Two outs, top of the third here on KKRL just after 7 o'clock. We are now 33 or so, we'll call it 34 minutes into this one. As we got started at 6:33 tonight, this pitch rolls in. We'll have ourselves another full count. Sarah Moreland with two outs. Payoff pitch coming from Jalen Subert. Junior facing junior, righty versus righty. Who wins the battle? Subert's pitch. A liner off the left foot, and that will be a deflection. It never hit the ground. It deflected off of her shoe into the air. Wenk makes the catch. We better call that a 5-6 put out with the assist going to the Nike on the left ankle of Jenna Subert. Can't say I've ever seen that. Flyout ends the inning as she hobbles back to the dugout. Back after this, KKRL, we go to the bottom of the third inning, live from Glidden.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment, LLC. Go Wildcats!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Glidden Ralston hosting Green County tonight, and the runs have been hard to come by so far. We are going to the bottom of the third, and we are scoreless. Chloe Peters, Kate Bergmeyer, and Cassidy Wenk all due up here on 93.7 KKRO. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight, Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. In our postgame show tonight, we will name our Culver's player of the game. We'll get a photo posted. Culver's celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. One ball, no strikes, and a hard hit ball. That will go down as a base hit. Picked up by Casey Pittman out in center field. Peters with the single. Glidden Ralston with a couple hits now on the night. Both teams with two hits. Neither has been able to do anything with them, though.
Number one, Kate Bergmeyer.
Bottom of the order, left fielder, junior Kate Bergmeyer due up. And she'll have Peters to work with at first. Bergmeyer, a .333 hitter this year, 5 for 15, with 7 runs and 6 RBIs. Most of her hits, though, have been doubles, 3 versus 2 singles. So when she makes contact, she usually hits it pretty well. Sean Bergmeyer, the head coach. Kate Bergmeyer batting here at the bottom of the order for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats in those Vegas gold jerseys. Showing bunt. Pickoff attempt at second. Retreating back to first. Peters did not like how that one was shaping up. So she turns around. 0-2 the count. Delaney Peterson. Two hits allowed, one strikeout, one walk. Making her first start of the year. Peterson releases the right-hander. And misses to the outside. Bergmeyer gets the first ball with a 1-2 count. Coming up for Green County, they are hosting West Marshall tomorrow, and then they've got South Hamilton and Perry on the road Monday and Wednesday of next week. As they have had plenty of conference games and more on the way. Now here's a pickoff attempt at second, but that ball was a little short on the hop. Peters will come away with the steal. and Bergmeier will come back and get ready for the 2-2 count. Runner is at second in scoring position. First base runner that Glenn Ralston has had this far. And a looking strike three for Bergmeier. She goes down looking for out number one here in the bottom of the third. No score. Glenn Ralston hosting Greene County. And now Coach Kennedy and the Rams will have a chat in the circle. And we've got ourselves a pitching change. Peterson gets the start. Pitches really well to start. But now they will put Elena Hurd back in the circle. So we'll take a break and be back after this. A pitching change for Greene County here on 93.7 KKRL.
Friday Night Lights. Small Town Pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Glenn Ralston and Greene County facing off here in Glidden tonight. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth as the Rams make a pitching change to go back to the top of the order. They've gotten through nine batters so far. No runs to speak of. Pitching change coming after Delaney Peterson goes 2 1/3 innings. Just two hits, two strikeouts, one walk. No runs allowed. So she gets a couple innings plus. Whatever happens to Peters over at second, she will be, she'll be credited to Peterson, whatever happens there. Cassidy Wink will bat now, hitting 400 for the season. And she's got a number of RBIs this year. She's got 10. And that's best on the team by a couple. Jenna Subert second with 8. One out. Glenn Ralston looking to strike first. And it could not come here. It will. It'll put runners on the corners at least. That one drops in front of Casey Pittman. A fly ball to center field. Just kind of died there before it got to her. Wink picks up hit number 11 on the year. Not able to pick up that 11th RBI. But they will put runners on the corners. With Wink at first and Peters at third. And Jenna Subert's up next. With 8 RBIs this year. She's got a couple home runs. Pitch in the dirt. Runners advance. One does anyway. Off to second. Wink gets there easily. And still just the one out. So in a scoreless bottom of the third, Glenn Ralston's in business. They've got 2 on, both in scoring position. Jenna Subert with 8 RBIs this year. 6 hits, 5 runs. And of her 6 hits, 2 were home runs, 2 were doubles. 4 out of 6 extra base hits for the freshman playing at third base today. And that grazed the helmet. So she's the one that took the ball off the ankle in the last inning, deflecting it to the shortstop. Now her head, she's going to be sore tomorrow, and it sounds like she's got to play basketball in the morning. Subert reaches after being hit by the pitch. Bases are loaded. And it's Bryn Renzi, a chance to add to her 3 RBIs this year. Anything in play could do it, but they're going to get the lead runner out slow, getting back to third. That is Chloe Peters. She gets tagged. Sarah Moreland reaches out and tags her before getting it back. Heads up play from McKenna Ebersol. Glenn Ralston got kind of caught sleeping there. Runners at first and second now. And that gives Greene County much more breathing room. That second out on the board and third base is open now. So now this ball drops anywhere. It's not a guaranteed run scorer. And Renzi will get ready for the one ball, one strike count. Runners at first and second, still scoreless in the bottom of the third, fouled away. And she'll get another chance. 8 hits on the year, 1 a triple. She scored 7 runs herself. And she's driven in 3. Renzi with Subert and Wank at first and second. Pitch rolls across home plate. Count evens up to a piece. Still scoreless in the bottom of the third. We got started about 90 minutes late. It was originally scheduled for 5 o'clock. They moved it back to 6 o'clock. And then rain continued. Lightning here, lightning there. Ground ball to third. Toss to first is in time. And the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats will come away empty. And they're going to leave a couple stranded as Sarah Moreland scoops it, makes the throw to Hannah Fouch. And that'll end the threat. No score through three. Glidden-Ralston and Greene County knotted up with a couple of goose eggs on KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication. On the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
You're listening to 93.7 KKRL's coverage of Glidden-Ralston softball tonight as they welcome Greene County to town. A late start, an even later start for the scoring that has been non-existent so far. We go to the fourth inning, 0-0. Becca Anderson, McKenna Ebersole, and Elena Hurd will bat to begin this fourth inning. We're back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. If you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Jalen Subert, a high pitch, almost chased by Anderson, but she lets it sail past for ball one. Anderson 0 for 1. She struck out for out number 2 in that opening inning. Two hits tonight. No Glidden-Ralston errors for the Rams to take advantage of. As this pitch gets past Bryn Renzi, bit of a wild pitch. I think the first batter now in the last three innings have gotten wild pitches, but nothing on base to take advantage. Best time to do it if you're a pitcher. Glidden-Ralston's Jalen Subert in the circle. Pitches on the high side to Anderson, and the count runs to 3-0. No score, top of the fourth. Anderson, 300 batter this year. This is her 31st at-bat. And Subert puts this one in the dirt, ball 4. So it'll remain 30 at-bats for her. She reaches on the walk. And just her first walk of the year. McKenna Ebersole is up next, the junior catcher. Flew out to first to end the first inning. As she steps in with the team's only home run this year, it came last night. Also had a double in her 3-for-4 night. Pitch on the inside, they'll pump fake to keep Anderson at bay at first. She wanted to go to second, thought better of it. Tom Kennedy and Sean Bergmeyer, our head coaches tonight, the Rams led by Kennedy for a good two decades. Sean Bergmeyer for Glidden-Ralston, he's been here a few years now. One ball, no strike. Subert's pitch to Ebersole outside. Renzi knocks it down. Keeps the runner at bay at first. Ebersole's hitting 444. And again, the last inning, Jenna Subert at third took one off the ankle and it popped the ball into the air. Wenk made the catch. And it never hit the ground. Even from up here, I think it was clearly not hitting the ground. I would like to see a replay just to make sure. But she's out there. She's already batted once. And here's a liner that lands on the edge of the glove. Wenk had already kind of moved to her left, had to retreat back to her right a little bit. Would have been a tough play to make, most likely.
Next in the box, Number 39, Elena Hurd.
Runners on at first and second now after the error, and that'll bring Elena Hurd up. Wank just a little bit out of position there at short. And now runners considering moving on. They got a chance at second, but they're going to say Anderson got her foot on the bag first. Another bang-bang play. That one, if we had instant replay, you might wonder, but she'll stay safe for now with two on. Reaching on an error and a walk. Still no hits in the inning for the Greene County Rams. Now Elena Hurd started as the DP. Now she's pitching, and she'll bunt to third. Picked up by Subert. Hesitation, thought about getting the lead runner out. Wasn't going to have enough time. Still had enough time to get the ball to first, though. So Hurd will go down on a 5-3 putout. Jenna Subert makes the play. Runners advance, though. Sacrifice bunt. Hurd puts two in scoring position. Casey Pittman's up next, 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. And now, like Glenn Ralston had last inning, Rams with a couple in scoring position and some outs to work with. Two left, one out right now. And Glenn Ralston had the one out, two on. They even got the bases loaded there for a sec. But the lead runner got tagged out a little slow, getting back to third at one point. That was out number two, and the lead runner was gone, and they weren't able to capitalize to get a run on the board. Greene County, though, with a good shot here. Second and third are covered by Ebersole and Anderson. Bunt fouled just to the right of home plate. Two in scoring position for Greene County. 2-6 on the year. Glidden Ralston, 3-3. We're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. And in our post-game show, we will name our Culver's player of the game. Casey Pittman, a lefty, steps back in, ready for the 1-1 count. A chance to drive in runs. Shows bunt, and it lands right on top and spins back behind home plate. Pittman with the 1-2 count, one out. South wind has picked up a little bit. Still not too bad. Probably not enough of a tailwind to left field to make any noticeable impact, but more of a breeze than when we showed up. 1-2 the count. Jalen Subert sends it away, and another bunt fouled into the box. And that one is going to go down as an out. So she put that one right next to home plate.
In the box, number 9, Hannah Fouch.
Brings us to Hannah Fouch. Two outs for the Rams, two in scoring position. Big difference between one and two outs here when you've got a couple in ready to come in. Now the sack fly is out of it. Hannah Fouch in the dirt. Renzi chases it back, and Subert unable to cover the bag. And Becca Anderson will come home to score. Anna Fouch with a 1-0 count and a 1-0 lead for Greene County. They've taken the first run and put it up on the board. Pitch on the inside and a 2-0 count. Two outs. Runner is at third. McKenna Ebersole reached on the error. Anderson was walked, and then she just came around and scored as that one got past home plate on a pitch. 2-0 the count. Subert's pitch across the plate but low. And that'll be ball three with no strikes. Hannah Fouch, the sophomore, 0-for-1 tonight. She flew into a double play to end the second inning. Chloe Peters made a nice play. The freshman stretched out and then got the runner slow to get back to first. And a walk for Fouch. She's on at first. Runners on the corners. Kalia Minahan, she'll come in and bat now, and it looks like we may have a courtesy runner coming in for Fouch. She'll come out, and it looks like it'll be Krista Larson, an eighth grader, coming in to run at first for her.
Next up for the Rams, number 3, Kalia Minahan.
Kalia Minahan up next for the Greene County Rams. They have the first lead of the day. In the top of the fourth, it's a 1-0 advantage. Runners on the corners with two outs. Kalia Minahan was walked and caught stealing in the third. She'll bat here. An early swing misses. Five hits on the year for her, a 238 batter. Five runs and a couple RBIs. She does have two doubles. Minahan, the right fielder, behind in the count 0-1. Subert lets it fly. It flies a little high, and it's ball one. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL coming up on the hour mark in about 6 minutes. Daylight, important here in Glidden with no lights. So we get an hour from now, darkness would become a factor. Fly ball right field. That's going to score one. It'll put the other runner at third. And the single for Kalia Minahan drives home Ebersole. Ebersole reached on the error, so that goes down as an unearned run. And Krista Larson, the courtesy runner for Fouch, she's over at third now. Minahan with her third RBI of the year, and now Delaney Peterson has become the DP when she came out as pitcher and Elena Hurd went in. The lefty has runners on the corners. It is a 2-0 lead for Greene County in the top of the fourth with two outs. Jalen Subert steps back, releases high. Pickoff attempt coming at second. That's going to score a run from third. It got past the second baseman. It got past the shortstop. And coming home to score on the error will be Larson. A couple unearned runs here in the inning. And the count is 1-0. Greene County leading 3-0. Runner is at second now. That is Kalia Minahan. And that fly ball is caught by Squibb. She was playing well up, and she was in a good spot. If she was deeper, I don't know if she would have got there. Peterson flies out to center field. That is out number 3, but not until 3 runs come in for the Greene County Rams. And they're on top 3-0. Bottom of the fourth next on KKRL.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Live from Glidden, you're listening to 93.7 KKRL, a rough inning for Glidden-Ralston. Three unearned runs come in for Greene County, and they have the lead now. 3-0, bottom of the fourth, about to get underway.
Pitcher Jalen Subert.
And we will see Jalen Subert, Kennedy Toft, and Olivia Squibb. These three will come through in the 4, 5, 6 slots in the order. 1, 2, 3 here in the inning. Unofficially, both teams with 3 hits. Greene County with an error. Glidden-Ralston with a couple. And both teams have left runners on tonight. Glidden-Ralston with 3. 1 in scoring position. Greene County leaving 2 on base. So here we are in the bottom of the inning. For the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, trying to claw out of a 3-0 hole now. Subert struck out to end the first. It's So she steps up 0 for 1. And she just misses, swings away, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Subert with one of the team's five home runs this year. She went 1 for 3 with a double on Tuesday against Alta Aurelia. This pitch misses well upstairs. Elena Hurd in the circle. She started 7 of their first 8 games. Did not start tonight, making her 8th appearance of the season. And the pitch to the inside corner, going down on strike, second time tonight for Jaylen Subert. And that'll bring us to Kennedy Toth, the freshman first baseman, grounded out to short to open the second inning. Toth hitting .350 this year. She's got 7 hits, 1 a double, only 2 strikeouts in her 20 at-bats this season. And she spins away, takes this pitch on the inside for ball one. Glidden Ralston will have the night off tomorrow. They'll head up to Newell Fonda on Saturday, weather permitting. Sioux Central and Hinton on the docket for them. A grounder to short, and the throw will be in time, but out of the glove. It did not land cleanly. Hannah Fouch unable to field it, so Toft will reach on the error. And it brings us to Olivia Squibb.
That'll bring up number 2, Olivia Squibb.
Instead of 2 outs and nobody on, there's 1 out with 1 on. Squibb walked and was out as part of a double play when Ellie Bergmeyer popped one over to second base. And now Toft will sub out. They'll bring a runner in for her. And it'll be Delaney David. She'll take over at first here. As Squibb will bat. 1 on, 1 out. Pitch low. Squibb takes. Ball 1. Squibb batting .250 this year. 4 hits, all singles. And her 16 at-bats. And again, she walked in the second inning. The 1-0 pitch on its way. Squibb fouls it away over the motor in broadcast booth. And it looks like the rain may have stopped, or it's about as light as it's been most of the day. Must be a very, very light rain. Still see umbrellas out everywhere. Pickoff attempt at first. Batter gets back in time. Keeping an eye on Delaney David over there. Squibb went hitless last night, or Tuesday, 0 for 3. Walked in her first plate appearance through the legs of Ebersole. This pass ball will allow David to get to second. And Delaney David makes it. So a runner in scoring position for Glidden Ralston. We're in the bottom of the 4th inning. And they trail 3-0. Squibb with a 3-1 count. And she'll take strike 2 right down the plate. No hesitation from the umpire, Corey Meyer. No question marks about that one at all, about as dead center as you can get for a strike. And the full count. Payoff pitch from Hurd. A little on the low side. That'll put runners at first and second. Squibb with her second walk of the night. And Ellie Bergmeyer is up next.
Ellie Bergmeyer.
She hit into a double play over at second. And the DP will bat here with a couple on. She swings with 1 out. 0-1 the count. Bergmeyer, Chloe Peters, Kate Bergmeyer, the 7-8-9 hitters for Glidden Ralston. Elena Hurd in the circle. Second pitcher tonight for Greene County. She sends this one high, and it doesn't come down as much as she was hoping. Count is 1-1. Around the diamond for Greene County, Hurd pitching, Ebersole catching, Fouch at first, Bella Johnson second, Sarah Moreland third, pitch on its way, slow swing and missing from Bergmeyer for strike 2. Becca Anderson, the shortstop, with Brianna Pope in the outfield out in left, Casey Pittman straight away, Kalia Minahan in right field. Glidden Ralston trailing 3-0, 2 on, 1 out, outside corner, and Bergmeyer will go down looking on strikes. She's 0 for 2. And now with 2 outs, it'll be Chloe Peters. Olivia Squibb is at first. Delaney David is at second. And Chloe Peters with one of three Glidden Ralston hits tonight. She'll bat here in the bottom of the fourth. She's got three RBIs this year. And she'll take strike one right down Broadway. We are live tonight on 93.7 KKRL, just past the hour mark now. A few minutes past. And the 0-1 is on the way. A very slow check swing. It'll go down as a ball. Didn't go far enough. One ball, one strike. Squibb is at first. Delaney David, we've got one off the shin of Hurd. That's going to load the bases here, and Hurd will take a seat. That one went right off the left ankle shin area, and that looked like it hurt. So they will let her walk it off, and hopefully she will be good to go. For now, Squibb is over at second, and David moves down to third, but an injury timeout here as Coach Kennedy will come out of the dugout to come check on his pitcher. I don't think it ever hit the ground before it hit her shin. That obvious discomfort, but I would imagine after a little bit of time, I feel like she'll stay out there. But some obvious discomfort as she's able to walk around the circle. She and Coach Kennedy are chatting. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to KKRL. Bases loaded for Glidden Ralston with two outs. They trail 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth.
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreon.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Elena Hurd will stay in the game, showing some emotion on her face, definitely feeling that one, and it'll probably hurt even worse tomorrow when the adrenaline wears off. And but she's tough. She'll stay out there, and now she'll have to come back. And with two outs, she's got the bases loaded behind her. Bottom of the order, Kate Bergmeyer up next for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. She's got six RBIs this year. She would love a couple here. And she'll nick this one foul. That'll graze the helmet of Ebersole behind home plate. Six RBIs. Number three on the team for the Wildcats. And with an 0-1 count, two outs, Hurd still in the circle, and she looks good to go. No balls, one strike. This misses outside, and it'll even things up. Chloe Peters is at first, Olivia Squibb second, and Delaney David is at third, running for Toft, who reached on an error. One ball, one strike, Bergmeyer with two outs. Glidden Ralston trailing 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Bergmeyer lets it fly past on the high side. Two balls, one strike now. Bergmeyer batting 313 this year. Struck out looking in her first plate appearance, and she'll chop one to third. Throw to first is going to be in time, having to stretch out for it. Fouch, with an error earlier in the inning, hangs on to this one, and Glidden Ralston will leave the bases loaded on a grounder to Sarah Moreland. That is it for the fourth. And they're going to leave three on. Bases were loaded. Nobody comes home. And it's still 3-0. Green County, they'll bat when we go to the top of the fifth next on KKRL.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Glidden from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Green County leads Glidden-Ralston High School softball on the air tonight with the CB Sports Network. I'm Nick Brinks, a 3-0 Ram lead, and we're in the top of the fifth now. Top of the order, Bella Johnson, Sarah Moreland, Becca Anderson all due up for the Rams. First pitch a strike, second on its way, popped up out toward left field. Bergmeyer looks for it, and Kate Bergmeyer, the junior, gets underneath it for a quick first out of this fifth inning. Sarah Moreland's up next, the junior, 0-1 tonight. Had a sacrifice bunt earlier that moved Bella Johnson over to second after her single, and then she flew out to short in the third. Moreland will chop this one foul off of her ankle. We've had three different girls take softballs off the ankles or the shins tonight. We've had one off a helmet. Nobody's safe. No balls, one strike for Moreland, batting 292 this year. And that'll just graze the inside of the zone for strike two. No balls, two strikes with an out. Nobody on for Green County and that 3-0 Ram lead. Top of the fifth inning here on KKRL from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks. Jalen Subert in the circle, and she gets a swinging strike three, her third strikeout of the night. She struck out one in the first inning, one in the second. Hadn't struck out anybody since. And she gets Moreland on three pitches. Becca Anderson, she's up next. A strikeout and a walk tonight. And then scored thanks to a pass ball. All three runs unearned tonight for Green County, as those base runners were aided by pass balls, an error, and another error. First pitch, ball one to Anderson. Anderson hitting 300 this year. And she takes one upstairs. Ball two. Nine hits. One was a double. And she's been struck out only four times. Line drive to right center field. That's going to get all the way back near the fence. Squibb picks it up. And sliding in safe at second, Anderson with the double, and that'll be their fourth hit of the night. They've had a hit in each inning, and only one in each inning. But that fourth inning, they took advantage of a walk and those couple errors, and that's where their three runs came from. Now with two outs, they've got one at second in scoring position, and their catcher, McKenna Ebersole, is up next after her first home run of the season. Last night, also had a double in that one on a three-hit night, falling 9-8 at Seidel. Runner is at second. Becca Anderson just doubled, and Ebersole and the Rams leading 3-0 in the top of the fifth. Up and out, ball two from Subert. Subert has given up four hits tonight, struck out three, walked four, no earned runs allowed. Ebersole will get ready for the 2-0. A pop-up over the head of the shortstop. Cassidy Wenk needed about another foot on her. That'll score the run, and RBI single for McKenna Ebersole. Anderson with the double. She scores. And that's the first earned run given up by Subert in this one. Back-to-back hits as the Rams have their first inning with multiple hits this evening, unofficially. The double for Anderson, Ebersole with the RBI single, and it came with two outs. Elena Hurd is up to bat next. And she takes strike one. A red, white, and blue bat looks like one of those freeze pop popsicles. Bomb pop, there we go. I couldn't think of the name. And now she bombs one out to center field. It'll land in front of Olivia Squibb. Olivia Squibb, and then we've got three straight hits for the Rams. A double, a single, and a single. Runners at first and second now. Ebersole is at second. And Casey Pittman is up next, as Hurd will have a courtesy runner. She's had courtesy runners all season, and I certainly wouldn't blame her tonight as she took that pitch straight off the ankle a little bit ago in the circle. And it'll be Jennifer Robbins batting, running at first. Three straight hits, a double, a single, and a single for the Rams, and they have a 4-0 lead in the top of the fifth. Lefty Casey Pittman batting, showing bunt. She's also got a bomb pop bat. They've got a couple of those. Runners at first and second. And all of this coming with two outs. The first two batters in the inning went out with a fly out and a strikeout, and then these three straight hits. A swinging strike for the second. And Pittman will come back for the 0-2. Four runs allowed, one earned. As Subert is ready to deliver the 0-2. And this one is popped out toward center field. It gets through the legs of Squibb, who wisely played up, but then it got through her legs. And the RBI single will bring home Ebersole. Couple earned runs here in the inning, and it also moves Jennifer Robbins down to third.
Number nine, Hannah Bouch.
Another run on the board here in the top of the fifth inning for Greene County, and they have a 5-0 lead. It was scoreless through three, and then three runs and now two runs in the last two innings for Greene County, seeking win number three of the year, and they have won the last four against Glidden-Ralston dating back to 2019. Hannah Fouch hit into a double play tonight in her first plate appearance, walked in the second, officially 0-for-1 this evening. No balls, one strike, two outs, 5-0 Greene County, top of the fifth here on KKRL Carroll, live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Glidden-Ralston trailing, pitching Jalen Subert. It's fouled away by Fouch. And the count is 0-2. If Fouch reaches, Kalia Minahan is on deck. She singled one inning ago. Four straight hits from Greene County. They're up to 7 on the night now. Subert shaking off a couple pitch suggestions from Bryn Renzi. Now she likes the third. And the 0-2 to try to get out of the inning with a couple still on base. Fouled away. The at-bat continues. Fouch with an 0-2 coming. Fouch has one RBI this year. If she puts this one into play, you can pretty much count on it driving in a run. 5-0 Rams. Subert winds and delivers the 0-2. That misses down low. They'll pump fake the throw to second to try to get the runner at third sleeping. But Robbins is able to get back safely and cleanly. Fouch with a 1-2 count. Pittman now at second. Fouch in the batter's box, ready for the 1-2 with two outs. And she nicks it foul. Nope, they're going to say a swinging strike three. Fouch goes down for the second time tonight, and we are through the top of the fifth. Two runs come in for the Greene County Rams on four hits, and they're going to leave a couple runners in scoring position. Back with the bottom of the fifth, the Wildcats with work to do, trailing 5-0 on KKRL.
Friday Night Lights, small town pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Glidden Ralston trails 5-0. Number 8 batting here, Cassidy Wink. As we go to the bottom half of inning number 5, Elena Hurd has this pitch fouled away to the third base side by Wink. Wink 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a fly out to right field. Glidden Ralston with 4 hits tonight. They've taken advantage of a couple Green County errors, but still looking for their first run as they trail by a handful, being shut out right now. Wink hitting .423 on the air. Picked up her 11th hit of the season tonight as Hurd fires in strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes, beginning the bottom of the 5th here. Green County 5, Glidden Ralston 0. We're live in Glidden. In the Motor Inn broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks. Good to have you along tonight on KKRL. Up and away to Wank, ball 1. As Glidden Ralston gets Friday off game-wise, they'll head up to Newell Fonda for a tournament this weekend. And they've got Sioux Central and Hinton waiting in the wings. A looking strike 3 for Wank. 5th strikeout of the night from the Rams pitchers. Peterson struck out a couple in her 2 1/3 innings. Elena Hurd now has struck out 3 in a couple innings as she took over with 2 outs in that 3rd inning. Both pitchers have given up 2 hits and walked 1. Hurd gets this one fired away. That's off to left field, and that one is out of here. A solo shot from Jenna Subert. That'll be number 3 on the year as the horns blare from the side-by-sides and the Gators along the third baseline. And there was no wind to left field to speak of on that one. That one was all Jenna Subert. Solo shot puts Glidden Ralston on the board for the first time. Can it spark the offense? We'll see what Bryn Renzi can do after a left field blast from the third baseman, Jenna Subert.
Opening up number 9, Bryn Renzi.
Bryn Renzi, 1-for-2 tonight with a single back in the first. She'll step up here now. Green County 5, Glidden Ralston scoring their first run of the night. They've got 1. And it's fouled away. Renzi off to the on-deck circle of Green County at first. 5-1, we are in the bottom of the 5th inning. Coming up on 8 o'clock, we've still got a little bit of daylight left, but we have made it to the point in the game where this one could be final if it gets dark enough, and we're not quite through. Hurd in the circle, rolls it across home plate for ball 1. 6th home run of the season for the Wildcats. Jenna Subert has 3 of them. Bryn Renzi looking for her first. We'll take the pitch from Hurd on the 1-1. A chopper, a little grounder off to third. Easy play. They make it look routine. Sarah Moreland finds Hannah Fouch, junior to sophomore. And that'll be out number 2 with that home run sandwiched in the middle. Up to Jalen Subert now, the junior with a couple strikeouts tonight. She's got a home run this year. She looks over at the scoreboard. Let's see if she can follow her sisters. Trailing 5-1, Glidden Ralston with 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th. She wanted it and swings for strike 1. Subert batting .318 this year. 7 hits, a couple doubles, and a home run. 3 extra base hits of her 7. Elena Hurd gets this one nicked and fouled away. That might have hit Corey Myers' left arm, left hand. Hands, heads, feet, nothing is off limits tonight from pitches or batted balls. No balls, two strikes with two outs. And ball one misses on the high side for Jalen Subert. Blank struck out looking. Jenna Subert homered, and Bryn Renzi grounded out to third. First three batters here in the inning. And the fourth is Subert with the 1-2, and that'll miss for ball two. 2-2 with two outs under full cloud cover, but the umbrellas have been finally put away. Maybe for good tonight. Hurd fires away the 2-2. That one gets away from her to the outside. But Ebersole gets out of her stance and pulls it down. 3-2, the count, payoff is coming. From pitcher to pitcher, Hurd to Subert. Nobody on for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. They trail 5-1. The 3-2 and a swinging strike three. Subert, her third strikeout of the night. And that's it for the fifth inning. But a solo blast to left field from Jenna Subert has Glidden Ralston on the board finally as they trail 5-1. Green County leads. They bat next on 93.7 KKRL.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Jenna Subert's third home run of the year puts Glidden Ralston on the board in the bottom of the fifth. Green County 5, Glidden Ralston 1. We go to the sixth inning. And we are ready to see the bottom of the order. 8-9 and 1 hitters. Kalia Minahan, Delaney Peterson, Bella Johnson, the three batters in the top of the sixth for the Green County Rams as they lead by four. It is 5-1. Sixth inning underway with this pitch from Subert, fouled into the dirt to the left of home plate. Minahan walked and singled tonight, also drove home a run. In that fourth inning, she brought McKenna Ebersole home. That was the second run of the game. And a three-run inning for Green County. And then they tacked on a couple more one inning ago. No balls, one strike. Subert's pitch to Kalia Minahan. Misses down and in for ball one. Minahan hitting 273 on the year. Couple doubles in her six hits this year. Added her third RBI of the season. And Subert's pitch, the 1-1, chopped off to short. Cassidy Wink fields it. And that throw is on the money to Kennedy Toft at first. A routine play to get the first out of the inning. 6-3 put out, Minahan sent packing, and Delaney Peterson is up next. Started as the pitcher, moved to the DP position.
Next up, number 11, Delaney Peterson.
And she pitched pretty well to start. 2 1/3 scoreless innings, gave up a couple hits, struck out two, walked one, just an eighth grader. Lone eighth grader in the batting lineup for the Green County Rams as they lead 5-1, and she sends this single off towards second. Chloe Peters would have had to make a heck of a grab and spin to make that throw to first. Peterson will get her second hit of the night. And Bella Johnson's up next with one on and one out for the Green County Rams. Bella Johnson 1-for-3 this evening with a single. Pop up to the catcher, fly out to left field. Johnson hitting 355 this year. 11 hits, and she chops one well off to left field. It got past Jenna Subert at third, and back-to-back hits for the Green County Rams. They've now picked up six hits in their last eight plate appearances. Sarah Moreland will come up now. She's 0 for 3 tonight. 0 for 2, actually. One was a sacrifice bunt. Moreland struck out in the fifth. One of four Subert Ks on the night. One out. Peterson's at first. Peterson's at second, rather. Johnson is at first. And Moreland will step up here with those two on. Subert's pitch gets away, but Renzi gets out of her stance, makes the catch. And everybody stays put. A 1-0 count for Sarah Moreland. Subert nods, likes the call from Renzi, and she'll release the 1-0. That one's off the top of the glove. Wild pitch moves runners around. Johnson's now over at second, and Peterson's at third. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Green County batting in the top of the sixth. They lead 5-1. High school softball tonight from the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Green County batting, showing bunt. Fair down the first baseline. It'll be a hit, and it drives in a run. And now nobody's covering home plate. Ball gets thrown to third. Not quite sure what the thought was there. Two runs will come in. RBI single for Moreland, and then there's an error in there somewhere as Bella Johnson comes home too. Peterson scored first. Johnson scored second. And now it is 7-1 in the top of the sixth. They had Sarah Moreland making her way from second to third, and that got Glidden Ralston a little antsy to make the play to third, and that allowed Johnson to come home. Grounder to third, short rather. Throw to Tofton, time, easy put out there as a couple runs have come in. Becca Anderson goes down on a 6-3 put out. And Ebersole's up next.
Up next
for
five,
Green County, they've scored three in the fourth, two in the fifth, two in the sixth. Two outs here in the top of the sixth with Ebersole batting. She's scored twice tonight, singled, and has an RBI, 1-for-3. Big night for Ebersole last night, continuing it tonight. And she chops one to Subert. They're going to throw it to first for the final out of the inning. 1-3 put out, but not until three hits turn into two runs. There was an error as well. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. It is 7-1, Green County in control. Bottom of the sixth next on 93.7 KKRL.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name. It's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlprion.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
You're listening to high school softball from the CB Sports Network. You can find us online at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com, also on the CB Sports Network. Thanks for joining me tonight on 93.7 KKRL, the bottom of the sixth. Ready to go with Kennedy Toft, Olivia Squibb, and Ellie Bergmeyer, freshman, sophomore, freshman, due up for the Wildcats in the Vegas gold jerseys and those royal blue numbers, white pants. Toft, 0-for-2 tonight, did reach on an error once, and she sends this on a fly ball to center field, chasing it back to the fence and making the grab before she got there, Casey Pittman. Heck of a play from the senior out in center field as she puts a hand on the fence. backing her way to haul that one in. Olivia Squibb is up next. A couple walks for her tonight. Out as part of a double play in the second. Left stranded in the fourth. Lynn Ralston trails by six. And she fouls the first pitch away for strike one. 7-1 is your score. Greene County leading. They took a 3-0 lead in the fourth inning. They've added a couple runs in the last two innings. Lynn Ralston with a solo home run in the bottom of the fifth. Their lone run tonight coming from Jenna Subert one inning ago. Elena Hurd in the circle, pitches the 0-1, puts it in the dirt. And Squibb will have an even count. One ball, one strike. We are down to our last 50 minutes of daylight. Official sunset tonight, close to 9 o'clock, but with this cloud cover, it'll be dark before then. So the clock is ticking on the sun as well. Grounder to short. Anderson finds Fouch, and Squibb goes down on the 6-3. Two outs. Ellie Bergmeyer's up next, the seven-hitter, third in the inning. Designated player for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Hit into a double play and struck out in the second and fourth innings. She's 0-for-2 tonight. And nobody's on right now for Glidden Ralston. They trail 7-1. Pitch from Hurd, up and away, ball one. Greene County in 3A, Glidden Ralston in 1A, and they have the edge on the scoreboard too, 7-1. Hurd with the pitch call from Ebersole and gets a swing out of Bergmeyer. Hurd with four strikeouts tonight, one walk, one hit batter, three hits, one earned run. And the 1-1's on the way. Pop to second. Easy grab for Bella Johnson. It's a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats in the sixth. So we'll go to the top of the seventh. Greene County with a 7-1 advantage. And you are listening to Glidden Ralston softball on 93.7 KKRL. They'll bat with Elena Hurd, Casey Pittman, and Hannah Fouch when we return.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Top of the seventh, about to get underway. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. Coming up in our post-game coverage, we will name our Culver's player of the game. Greene County 7, Glidden Ralston 1. Softball coverage on KKRL tonight after rain throughout most of the game. That has finally tapered off, overcast in 68 with a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. First pitch, a ball to Elena Hurd. Next pitch on the way from Subert, and that's an easy strike. Hurd started as the DP, moved into the pitcher's circle, and is in line to be winning pitcher tonight if everything shakes out as it is right now. One ball, one strike, and Hurd sends one on a line to left field, but Bergmeyer came up a little too far or didn't get back far enough, but they're going to make the play at second. They get her out trying to get the extra base. So Hurd gets to first but does not get to second. And Greene County will have one out.
Rams will bring up number 10, Casey Pittman.
Pittman is up next. 1-for-3 tonight with a single, a strikeout. And the lefty steps up for her fourth plate appearance of the night. Jalen Subert in the circle and off that bomb pop bat. fouled away over the first base dugout. No balls, one strike with one out. We are in the top of the seventh. We got started about 93 minutes after originally scheduled first pitch of 5 o'clock tonight. Jalen Subert's pitch, a swinging strike two. To get here around 4 o'clock, I was about ready to, I had literally just pulled out of my driveway at 3 o'clock. I looked down and I had a text from Jeff Blankman, your game's moved back an hour. So I turned around, went home for a little bit, and then left Ames a little after that yet. But we are here. We're going to get through this one. A foul ball from Casey Pittman. One for two with an RBI tonight for the senior. One of two in the lineup. Greene County, 2-6. Glidden-Ralston, 3-3. Greene County with that six-run lead at 7-1 in the top of the seventh. Straight to the pitcher, a little grounder, low throw to Toff, but Toff's able to adjust, and that's out number two for Greene County. They would love some insurance runs. They probably feel like six runs are enough of an advantage going into the bottom of the seventh, but they might have thought three runs was enough of an edge last night, and it wasn't, as they gave up four. It was 8-5, and they lost 9-8 in the bottom of the seventh. So if you're Glidden-Ralston, if you can string a few hits together in the bottom of the seventh, you can maybe get the Rams rattled a little bit, a little deja vu. Hannah Fouch takes a strike. Fouch 0-2, also has a walk tonight. And she'll take Jalen's pitch off the left hip. Jalen Subert with her first hit batter of the night. And they'll have a base runner with Kalia Minahan up next. 1-2 with a single, an RBI, and she's also been walked once. The junior right fielder will step up, and Fouch adds the left hip to the list of body parts that have been hit tonight. A shin, an ankle, a helmet, and now a hip. Not all on pitches. Couple hit balls in there. Two outs. Wildcats trying to preserve a 7-1 deficit as they go to the bottom of the seventh. They're going to get the force out at second on a ground ball to third. Fouch goes down, and that'll do it for the top of the seventh. We are through 6.5 innings. Glidden-Ralston knows what they need to do. They trail by six. Is there a rabbit in the hat? Bottom of the seventh, next on KKRL.
For 15 years, Springs Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Springs Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate. Because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Designing your dream kitchen takes experience and a team you can trust. At Midwest Wholesale, we've helped homeowners bring their kitchen ideas to life for years. And now you can customize your space with beautiful, high-quality cabinetry from Kitchens Plus by Birch, crafted for style, function, and lasting quality. Stop by our showroom and see the difference for yourself. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver.
KKRL, a 7-1 deficit for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcat girls in the bottom of the seventh. They've got five hits unofficially on the night, and all five are in the next six batters. Peters with a couple. Then you've got Kate Bergmeyer. She's hitless tonight, but then you go back to the top of the order. Cassidy Wenk, Jenna Subert, and Bryn Renzi. All three have hits, including Jenna Subert's solo home run two innings ago. Chloe Peters, 2-2. Has been less stranded and has also been out in her first plate appearance back in the third. She got tagged out at third trying to get back on the bag at one point. She takes a looking strike two. Count is 2-2 for Peters. A hit here would be number 10 on the year. She's hitting .474. She's in the eighth slot. She's played in all seven. for Glidden Ralston. They're 3-3. And here is a little chopper right to the pitcher. And that's going to land kind of in her pitching hand. She's stretching it out. That 1-3 put out for Peters. And Hurd is stretching the right hand. That took the brunt of it, but she nods to the dugout, says she's good. Her hand and her shin may say otherwise, but she'll get through this one and worry about that tomorrow. Or maybe the bus ride back to Jefferson tonight. Kate Bergmeier is up next. 0 for 2 tonight. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Glidden Ralston trails 7-1. And the pitch misses outside to Bergmeier. Batting 294 this year. She's got 5 hits. 3 of those have been doubles, though. They would love a double here with an out, and she'll swing away for an even 1-1 count. Bergmeier went 0 for 1 Tuesday when they trailed and lost to Elta Aurelia 5-1, their second straight loss. Trying to avoid 3 straight, she'll foul it away, 1-2 over the fence behind us and beside us. And Hurd will get ready for the 1-2 pitch to Bergmeier. Hurd has struck out 4 tonight. She's up to 46 strikeouts on the year. And she gets another here. Bergmeier goes down looking for the second time tonight. And now it's up to Cassidy Wink to keep this game going. Bottom of the seventh inning, Greene County 7, Glidden Ralston 1. And Cassidy Wink steps up. She's 1-for-3 tonight, singled in the third. If they can get her on, Jenna Subert's up next with a home run on the night. And this pitch misses on the low side to Wink, hitting over 400 this year with 11 hits, 9 runs, and 10 RBIs. She does have 2 home runs. Jenna Subert's got 3. And Wink's job is just to make sure Subert can bat, and then Bryn Renzi can bat, and there's a swinging strike. That was on the low side. She chased 1-1. Elena Hurd in the circle trying to preserve this 7-1 win to snap a 4-game losing streak for Greene County. Started 2-2, now 2-6, and a foul grounder to first from Cassidy Wink. Now it's a 1-2 count. Last 2 pitches probably could have gotten passed for balls, but down 7-1, you just kind of start chasing with those 2 outs. So it's Hurd versus Wink. Is the game over? Pitch on its way. It's going to be popped up behind home plate. Ebersol into the circle, the on-deck circle to make the catch. A 3-up, 3-down inning for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, and they will fall at home tonight by a final score of 7-1. We start 90 minutes late. We get the whole thing in before darkness sets in. Greene County extends their winning streak over the Wildcats to 5 since 2019, and the Wildcats have dropped 3 straight. Greene County now 3-6, Glidden Ralston 3-4. We'll step away and be back with the Mackey Motors postgame show next. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. I'm Nick Brinks. We'll return and name our Culver's player of the game as well. Culver's, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication. On the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis. Growing together with our community.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Live from Glidden, the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats fall to their county line compadre on the other side. Green County gets the win tonight, a final score of 7-1. They out-hit Glidden-Ralston tonight 11-5. Glidden-Ralston committed three errors, two for Green County. And again, 7-1 is your final score. Here's how those runs came in. It was scoreless through three innings. Green County scored three in the top of the fourth, added a couple more in the fifth. Glidden-Ralston with that solo home run from Jenna Subert in the bottom of the fifth. That got them on the board, trailing 5-1. Top of the sixth, Green County scores a couple more. No more runs the rest of the night. 7-1 is your final score. And we'll chat now in our Mackey Motors postgame show with head coach Sean Bergmeyer. Looks like he's also got Jenna Subert up here, and we'll chat with them here on 93.7 KKRL. We can grab a word with Coach Bergmeyer first. And, Coach, certainly not the result you were hoping for tonight, having to move this one back originally an hour and then an extra 30 minutes of delay there, some lightning in the area things like that. But you come out, and through three innings, it's pretty much a defensive battle. They kind of got things going with three unearned runs in that fourth inning, and you guys just weren't able to quite muster enough the rest of the way, falling 7-1. Your thoughts from the dugout tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like even early on, I thought we were hitting the ball well, hitting hard balls, and they made the plays. And we just couldn't hit the gaps, couldn't find those spots in between their fielders. They're covering a lot of ground, so things like that. And then we had runners on base at various times, and just made some mental mistakes, plays that we normally don't make. And so we'll learn from that, and I would say uncharacteristic in that sense, too. Fielding-wise, again, it's a good team. We knew they were going to slap, bunt, do all that. We prepared for that. They hit some bloopers. They hit it where we weren't at times, too. So, we just kept fighting, kept battling, and we'll get better.
Looks like you've got tomorrow off, and you've got a tournament up at Newell Fonda this weekend. Takeaways from tonight as you go play a couple games on Saturday.
Yeah. Again, these bigger schools that we see, and I told the girls this, 1-9, when we play bigger schools, they're pretty solid. So we have to be engaged every single play, every single pitch, knowing that we're going to have some good competition up there at Newell Fonda as well. We've got Sioux Central and Hinton, and we've seen Hinton play already last weekend. We didn't play them, but we watched them. And they're a great ball club, too. So we've got to be ready and bounce back from this and just do what it takes to keep competing against these good teams.
Coach Bergmeier, we appreciate your time here on our post-game show. And not the result you wanted, but we got it in somehow with all the rain and stuff like that. So no having to reschedule anything.
We'll take that at least. Yep.
Coach Bergmeier joining us here on our Mackey Motors post-game show. And now we'll chat with our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. When you fall 7-1, but you are the lone run, you get your third home run of the season. That's enough to be Culver's Player of the Game. Talk about the pitch that you saw from Elena Hurd that you sent deep in the bottom of the fifth inning.
I mean, it was right down the middle. I was like, yes, 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 yes. And then I was like, okay, that's gone. As soon as I hit the bat, great spot. She's a good pitcher, throws right in the zone, very hittable, but it was a good one that I liked.
A home run for Jenna Subert tonight. She is our Culver's Player of the Game. Another highlight play, have you ever had your ankle as an assist on a pop-out over to short?
No, I haven't. So it hit my shin, hit my foot, and then bounced up.
I wondered. That was a play where I could see it from here, and I knew that it didn't hit the ground. I was curious if the officials would have seen it the same way. They called it. That they said it never hit the ground, so that's interesting. The shin to the shoe to Cassidy. Have you ever seen anything like that or had that happen to you at all?
No.
So you get a home run tonight and your shin assists a final out of an inning, so not too shabby there. What did you see from both pitchers? You got to see both pitchers tonight. Obviously, you homered off of their main pitcher. She didn't start tonight. They started an eighth grader, Delaney Peterson, and it looked like she was actually pitching pretty well. She went 2-plus innings.
Yeah, they're both really good pitchers. They throw accurate. They have some change-ups. They can definitely throw off pitches, make you swing, really good ball knowledge. And I think they're good pitchers.
As a freshman with three home runs this year, a good start for you. You guys are seven games in. You've got three wins, and you haven't even started Rolling Valley Conference play. That happens this week. You get Coon Rapids Baird and Arweva right off the bat on Monday and Thursday, I believe. How do you guys feel like this seven-game non-conference stretch to begin the season has you guys prepared for next week?
I definitely think it's pushing us to be better for conference games and putting up more of a challenge so we can prepare ourselves for conference games.
Well, best of luck the rest of the way. And Jenna Suber, congratulations on the home run, number three this year, and best of luck this weekend. You guys get to make the trip up to Newell Fonda for a couple games.
Thank you, yeah.
That is our Culver's Player of the Game joining us here on KKRL. We'll take a break. We'll wrap this one up next on KKRL.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Carl Freund and Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
You've been listening to CB Sports Network coverage of Glidden Ralston softball tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Thank you so much for joining me. The game went about an hour and 45 minutes after initially being delayed by an hour before this afternoon's rain even moved through. That was preemptively move it back a little bit. Let's see if we can let the rain move through. And for the most part, it did. A little lightning in the 5 o'clock hour and some more rain throughout the evening. But by the end of the game, maybe midway through fourth, fifth inning, the rain had stopped, and it turned out to be a pretty nice night in the 60s for some softball. Glidden Ralston does fall to Greene County tonight. 7-1 is your final score. Winning pitcher belongs to Greene County's Elena Hurd. She comes off the bench. Began as the DP, comes in and finishes the last four and two-thirds innings, gets the win, striking out five and giving up three hits. On the other side for Glenn Ralston, Jalen Subert goes all seven, giving up seven runs. Just three were earned, though. 11 hits allowed, four strikeouts, four walks, one hit batter, and again, she takes the loss tonight. Batting-wise for the 3-4 Glidden Ralston Wildcats, Cassidy Wendt goes 1-for-4. Bryn Renzi 1-for-3. Chloe Peters a couple hits tonight. She goes 2-for-3 with a steal. And our Culver's player of the game was Jenna Subert, 1-for-2 with a solo home run to left field in the fifth inning to get on the board and avoid the shutout. 7-1 your final score. The highlights for the Greene County batters tonight, they get three girls with two hits. Bella Johnson 2-for-4 with a run scored. Elena Hurd 2-for-2. Walked as well. Delaney Peterson 2-for-3 with a run scored as well. For the 3-6 Greene County Rams, they snap a four-game skid. Glidden Ralston's losing streak now at 3. Friday, Greene County will host West Marshall, and Saturday, Glidden Ralston heads up to Newell Fonda to face Sioux Central and Hinton. That activity gets underway Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. That will do it for our coverage here on 93.7 KKRL. I have been bringing it to you, thankfully, with a roof over my head in the Motor Inn broadcast booth on a wet Thursday night. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. Culver's player of the game tonight. 41 years in business, 14 years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to delicious. Jenna Subert, a solo home run in the fifth inning for the Glidden Ralston Wildcat. That'll do it for your Mackey Motors post-game show. Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. Glidden Ralston falls to Greene County at home 7-1. I'm Nick Brink. So long from Glidden. Thanks for listening and have a great night.